This is Film for Thought. Give us 2 minutes. We'll give you something to think about.
Ouija. The movie answers the question that not many people have asked, which is, what would a horror movie be like if it was replaced without sound by just an average sort of TV episode of perhaps a Party of Five episode in which the characters find a Ouija board, but they're played by less talented actors, and any of the music that might kind of cue you in that you need to be on your guard is removed. It was a remarkable film, really kind of genre pushing the boundaries of the horror genre, because it's not scary at all. And it really pushes the limits on that. And it's because there's no sound, there's no strings. I kept thinking, where are the strings at? Can we get some building crescendo? Can we get something? If you think about the Halloween movies, Friday the 13th, how they, like John Carpenter did the score for his movies, and do, 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 or even the Friday the 13th, that and really, you always knew that you needed to be watching for something bad to happen, and that's part of what builds up the adrenaline of the audience and contributes to the frights, because it's not really in the plot, which is someone finds a Ouija board and people start dying, and by the end of the movie, people are having their lips sewed shut, and it's not clear exactly what happens. Someone has to run into a basement where there's been someone buried for like 50 years and has to use some scissors to cut open some string holding their lips closed, and so that they can fight off an evil spirit. Anyway, you wonder at the beginning if they flip the switch on you and turn this into a whodunit. Really, it's so amazingly not scary that you kind of wonder if this, which genre you're working with. And for example, most of the scenes are filmed in the middle of the day. Almost every one of the first like 10 supposedly scary films in this film take place in the bright sunlight of the afternoon with no sound to like kind of make an ominous mood. So you have sequences such as a guy goes into a tunnel in about 2 in the afternoon with his bike, and he looks like there's a homeless man's recycling like cartridge there. And instead a jogger comes out, but you're not really frightened because there's no noise. There's no sound to like startle you. It's just someone looking in a tunnel and a jogger running out. And, yeah. So really by the end of the movie, you're wondering how come the credits look so good, and what did they do? Why didn't they do the whole movie that way?